Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman charged with attempted second-degree murder after a fight with mother's boyfriend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. During the early morning hours on Friday, January 13th, sheriff's deputies pulled over a 2005 black Chevy Tahoe on I-90 at mile marker 126 near the exit by Camel Drive for an expired registration. The 25-year-old driver, identified as Kashawn Dyer, produced a Nebraska ID card but had a suspended driver's license, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. While talking to deputies, the 18-year-old female passenger, identified as Nyla Lucas, admitted to having a physical fight with the man she had been staying with and had stabbed him, according to the affidavit. She told deputies she and her boyfriend had been staying with Lonnie Lewis, her mother's boyfriend, since late November 2022 while her mother was in jail in Nebraska. Nyla initially said she and Lewis had gotten into an argument and she had blacked out and stabbed Lewis multiple times. Both Lucas and Dyer were arrested and transported to the detention center. After being read her rights, she agreed to further questioning at the jail. Lucas told investigators Dyer picked Lewis up from work on Thursday evening and they returned to his residence where they both began drinking. She said she had a headache, so she went to bed around 1 a.m. Lucas claimed she woke up to hear people talking loudly in the living room and she came out of her room and yelled at them to shut up. Lewis and Lucas began to argue when Lucas alleged Lewis got in her face and swung at her and a physical altercation ensued, according to the affidavit. She claimed she got away from him and went to the kitchen where she got a knife and tucked it in her back pants pocket. Lucas said he tried to hit her again and she swung the knife at him, stabbing him multiple times, which stopped the altercation. She heard him say, help me, I'm dying. But instead of calling 911, she and Dyer grabbed personal items and fled. The couple searched the area for a vehicle that they could take and located the black Tahoe with the keys in it and drove off. When they attempted to talk to Lewis via phone, they discovered he was being treated in the ER for his injuries. Deputies interviewed him at the hospital, and he admitted he and Lucas had been in an argument. He claimed he went to his room, and she followed him and was pacing outside his door. Lewis said he opened the door to tell her to get out of the house, and she began swinging her hands at him. It wasn't until he felt the cut on his face he realized she had a knife. He admitted he hit her during the altercation in an attempt to get her to stop. After she took off, he called a friend for a ride to the ER. Lewis sustained multiple injuries to his face, including a deep gash around 3 inches long, cuts on his back, left shoulder, and a cut on his pinky. Dyer was also interviewed and provided details consistent with Lewis's account, including the fight taking place in his bedroom and not the kitchen. Investigators obtained a search warrant and located a steak knife with a 4-inch blade covered with blood on the living room floor. Blood was also found in the living room, the hallway in front of the bedrooms, and the walls, but none in the kitchen. They concluded based on the interviews and the evidence at the scene, they would charge Lucas with felony attempted second-degree murder, theft, and burglary. Dyer was also charged with felony accessory after the fact, theft, and burglary. Additional charges are possible pending further investigation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.